can keep...
This is Channel 1 over. This is Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over on Buster's Reel. This is continuation of Buster's tape on the day before Thanksgiving, Wednesday the 27th of November 1968. Wednesday the 27th of November 1968. Day before Thanksgiving, late that afternoon, just about quitting time. I was stopped by to pick up some talk. I'd missed him one time. And this time I just took what happened. And one thing went to another. And right now, old Jack Herron and Mac Weaver and one or two others are there. And they're telling stories. Well, I actually go way back where Buster is talking on this thesis. And they keep it up a long time. The hardest thing in the world is trying to explain to somebody that hadn't got any sense.
But we all do. We all shop around, go around and see what other people do.
If I will follow that trade, or if I will get a job doing that, I would.
Let me tell you.
Fucking question. And then he asked you the third time,
yeah.
Like I done a while ago, and I told that man the third time, and he still didn't understand it, and I began to think he's thick between the damn eyes,
yeah,
don't you?
You might as well just go on home. If you got,
I told that man, three times I could push that car off and never hurt it, and it wouldn't ride under or over it. He kept thinking he had a little space by that car, and where his tag was, he said, "You'll get in the middle there and ruin my car." I said, "How can I?" Didn't I? Now, he never did understand it, did he?
Okay.
Finally, the old boy with him said, "Listen." He said, what do you mean? He said, "The man's going to get in there." He said, "He can't get in there." He said, "Don't explain it to you three or four times." And finally, he says, "Well, the only thing I know, we'll try.
Yeah.
And I just tell him, "I'm tired, Roy." And I tell him that's the hardest work in the world, trying to explain to somebody that ain't got no sense.
That's right.
Isn't it?
The only one I think is some guy down up
there
in the direction down the road here, and he said, "No, it's that way."
Well, that guy was just bad. I told him, I said, "Get down there." I said, "You turn to the left." I said, "Don't turn to your right. Turn to your right. Don't turn to the left." I said, "Cars could be coming. Turn to your right," because he didn't have no clutch on the car. The clutch pedal went to the floor, spring broke. And I didn't have one. The horse was scared to weld it, said it wouldn't hold, which it wouldn't. And I said, "Get down there at 441, turn to your right, go on the shore of the road, and go down the road. You see the cars behind you, then you whip over."
Yeah.
Got down there, and I told guys, "You stay here, I'm going down to see what it does." And damn, the city didn't pull right in front of the damn car down there and went toward Dale anyway.
Yeah.
Went toward Dale.
Yeah. If it had turned to the right and went up there toward Peter Martin's a little way, then he'd, when he seen the road was clear behind him, then turn across.
Yeah.
But there's a car just about as far from here of that station wagon, right, Johnny? Which isn't very far.
Mm-mm.
And he shot out across the hill.
That's the rate of speed they run now.
And he didn't stop because the stop sign says stop. If the road was then they could call him.
Yeah.
See? But he didn't stop, so I said, go on. I didn't get a damn dime out of him, and all that trouble went to it. I didn't worry about it. We got rid of him, didn't we?
Got rid of him, yeah.
But
that was a dime, wasn't it,
buddy? It was $2 for him or whatever it was. That guy was.
I had a man this morning helping me bend steel. On them damn hillsides up there where we've been in, you know. You got to raise 8 inches on every step up, you know. So, I hadn't never been in steel. We come to step up, and then we had to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Bend. And I couldn't get it through his goddamn head, and he's supposed to know plenty. He's supposed to be smart. I said, "That son of a bitch, he's got to be bent. Oh, that lays flat that way, and this lady's got to be bent this way." He said, "No. Pick it straight up." I said, "No, goddamn it, I ain't picking it straight up. All right, we're gonna bend this song."
A lot of people,
they get the goddamn.
Have got a mind that's brilliant on one thing. Say, for example, you started that when you were going to school, you know, and you learned agriculture. And you learn that and learn it well. Well, some people will learn something like that, and they're not interested in nothing else in God's green earth except whatever they are doing. Some people have a profession like being a mechanic. They ain't worried about nothing else but that, you know.
Or if that is mechanic.
And,
Well, then, Buster, let me ask you this. Why do some people ask your opinion on how to do something? They lay a brick and do this and that, and they turn around and say, "You know what they ain't
doing." They know more about it than you do.
Well, what do you ask?
Because he's a damn booze, that's why. They'll do it.
Do it in
there. I'll tell you one guy there, and I said, "Listen, I'll tell you who it was. Edith, around here."
Uh-oh.
She come up there, and she said, "Buster, I can't get that old Ford in gear." I said, "Well, that ain't no surprise to me."
I said, didn't I tell you you need a pressure plate and a clutch in it the other day for me and Jack went up there?
Are you sure it's not that little thing y'all was messing with on the side?
I said, listen, I said, you had trouble that thing trying to get it in gear even when that thing was working good. And I said, you done put 2-3 pressure plates and clutches in that thing, which it has.
Well, how come it wound out so quick?
Were you
riding it?
I think they're riding the foot,
damn foot
on the clutch.
See how quick you were when
I think they're riding the foot. I know George does, because I've seen him do it.
Yeah.
And turn around and says he don't do it.
Yeah.
They didn't tell you the pressure plate didn't put it in there, right?
I put in 2. He said it wasn't put in there, right? Get up at a horse, and horse put in 1. Now it's done gone.
He rides them.
That's what does.
Well, he keeps his foot.
But yet, whenever
right
you try
to,
but what I'm getting at, I was trying to tell her what was wrong, and she was trying to tell me.
Exactly.
Well, you were wrong.
I was wrong. It's something else different altogether. I said, well, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Now that day, me and Jack done something. What was that, Jack? Somebody said it was one. Oh yeah.
That ramble.
Look at that. The mill. Hey, Dan. All right, you. No, Jack, the old rambler. That's the mill. The nigga says, Mr. Buses, I wished you'd put me in a bearing on the right-hand rear wheel. It's the right-hand rear. I done jacked up and checked it. Says, you ain't got to worry about it. It's the right rear wheel. So Jack went out here, grabbed it. Jack, excuse me, jacked it up. And I said, wait a minute before we pull that thing off Jack's house. He's got no ramblers. I said, they're hard to pull down. And let's try it. Cranked that thing and couldn't hear no noise, though. I said, listen, I said, it ain't that wheel. He said, sure.
I told what?
Let the thing down, check the other wheel. Jack the other wheel up, and it was in the left-hand wheel. But yet he had done,
diagnosed the case,
and told us it was in the right-hand wheel, and it was in the left-hand wheel. Ain't that something?
So we put the left one in, and then when we sent Bert to town to get the stuff for us, and when Bert come back, they had it. Oh, yeah, they had the stuff. And I had to act like there another bear and beat off of it. And when I dropped the goddamn cone, it just went slam on down and hit the goddamn deck. I didn't drop the bear, and I just dropped the cone, and it went slam over the fucking axle just like that and hit the deck. Then Bust, I told him, I said, yeah, load this shit up and go on back to the game and get us what we need.
That's 3 trips. Ready, yeah. Look here. Oh, Rupert.
That's right.
Hey, Rupert Tillman coming in one time, same fellow talking about a while ago. One Saturday morning, he says, Bust. He says, I done checked this thing out. Says, I need a right hand. Wheel bad, back wheel bad. So I said, okay. Well, I jacked it up, and I didn't even check it. Shit, man, I just pulled that thing on out of there, knocked that, had to bust the bearing all the pieces,
yeah.
Get off of that. Bust the bearing all the pieces, knocked it off there, put his new one on there, strapped it in there. Okay, I said, okay, you ready to go? So he paid me, and now, come back in about 10 minutes, and I said, what, y'all, something else done? And he says, well, I still got that same noise. I said, well, sometimes, I said, you could accidentally get a bad bearing. I said, I don't know. I got the old Jack and jacked up that right-hand side. What's your hand?
Nothing.
Okay. So he jacked up the right right-hand side right there. I said, step on the gas. I said, I can't hear nothing wrong with that thing. He said, try it down the road. I let the thing down, try it down the road, and sure enough, I heard a big noise. I said, well, you still got trouble. I said, it's not in that wheel, it's in the oven. So when it come back here and jack the thing on the left hand wheel and jack it up in the wall, and know that you heard.
I said, your love. I won't think about
yeah.
that time.
And I said, there wasn't nothing wrong with that right hand one. He says, Buffy, he says, I want to tell you something. He said, the car was facing the other direction whenever I jacked it up. I said, boy, I said, you were smart, weren't you? He said, the car was facing me this way whenever I looked at it. I said, that's the best thing I've ever heard. He said, go ahead and get another bear. He said, go ahead and get another bear and put it in this house, I'll pay you for it.
And you had to go get another
bear. Now, that was the best thing I've ever heard.
Buster, let me tell you.
Well, Rupert took that call. He said, you know, we're looking at it from the back. Said, I was looking at it from the front. Whenever I was thinking about it, I said, well, listen. I said, okay. So we jacked up and had to go again, and he just spent $10 for nothing.
That's right.
He just spent $10.
$10 for the damn bear besides the label.
So he just spent some money there for being ignorant. I said, well,
in other words, if he'd brought up here and said, fix the damn
bear, I'd have found it if he'd told me to fix it.
Yep.
One bear would have did the job.
One bear.
Maybe the poor man can't help being ignorant.
If I know.
Not, they cost me ignorant, don't it?
Yeah. We had a fella pull right in that the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't have him. He had brake trouble. And he know damn well which
thank you, by God. You like the gun.
He knowed exactly what wheel the one was leaking, the one he used to jack it up, none else, just fixed that wheel. So down fixed it, see, wasn't a damn thing to go wrong with it. The only one on the damn car that wasn't froze up.
Yeah.
So we fixed it. The only wheel he had brakes on, we fixed it.
breakfast. We don't ever get any breakfast. Yeah, we got as much as we ever had. So he come back. That's all we done to it. We fixed that one grill. So come
well,
back.
I think the best thing to do and is that breaks over and ride in the garage, see if my brakes won't work. Fix it.
Come down,
and you know, he done told us exactly what he wanted to fix. So we fixed that one. And then the guy down by that one, see, he didn't have no more brake than he did, see. He said, well, what's the matter? What's the matter? I said, ain't nothing.
I said, that breaks
me.
Yeah.
So, he said, well, I said, you want to drive? And I said, no, I don't drove it. I said, I've never been able to put more brake on the road. I said, I tried it out. I told Buck, I didn't try it out. And I did. I went around and brought it back. And, so we was laughing about it. Me and Buster. He wanted to fix, we fixed it. So he said, well, what could be the matter with them? I said, well, I said, you got three damn wheels, so it just froze up. I said, I can tell you that, all three of those. I said, that was the only goddamn one that was working. If you want to know the truth, he said, sure enough. I said, yeah. He said, well, I said, let's try them. So Buster put Jack on the front of it, and he got on one side, and me on the other. He pulled one off. And we got down, we didn't have to beat them. Then we busted to get the goddamn pins out of them. I mean, we couldn't drift them out of there. And he's standing right there watching. And he said, well, that lunch me something. Said, I won't never tell nobody else how to fix my car.
There's so many people on there that'll tell you what to do.
Exactly. They'll come right in and tell you exactly what's wrong with that damn car. And if you fix it, then they think you ain't done a damn.
No.
Okay. But I'll tell you one thing, don't you go to work out there and you tell that man that this, I want such and such done, I don't give a drop then.
My tape ran out just before they quit. The Jack turned something, you know, in that sort of good-natured, vulgar way that they have of doing it, and shot off and was going on home, and Buster was ready to go home, and we all disbanded right there, just with a twist of the wrist. I don't remember what it was. I caught it at the time, but it didn't get it on tape, and I've forgotten what it was, but it was clever. So this is the end of that nice visit in front of Buster's at dark on the day before Thanksgiving, on Wednesday the 27th of November 1968, and this is about 145, Channel 1 over, on Buster's reel. And a good bit of it is repeated on that sequence. The hardest thing in the world is to explain somebody who ain't got any sense. This is Thursday, the 22nd of May, 69. Thursday, the 22nd of May, 69, around 150, Channel 1 over. Oh, it's been a long time since I taped over at Buster's. This time, I was looking for Mac Weaver. Buster was under his car. I didn't want to stop him. But, you know, we got into talking a little bit, and the thing that started it was his daughter came out and choked the car and flooded it. And they stopped out, and Buster erupts. And it turns out that she is a little sandy-haired, if not red-haired. And then at the end, he tells one of his staple stories.
Buster living, he never lost it. If he hadn't let him, you know, nigger him out of it. And old Jim comes in, hey, watch that Jack, that thing might fly up. I'm scared of that thing as I can be.
Oh, really?
Man, that thing will come up, got a lot of weight on it, I'm scared of it. Matter of fact, I don't let no kids touch that thing at all. Because if you push that button in, that thing will come up from there.
You got to hold on to it.
I'm scared of this thing here. Why would I jack and run? I'm scared it'll jump out. Once in a while I have one to jump out. I got me a good jack order.
Ain't any of them. This is a good one, but that ain't any
that's
count.
That's a fun good one there, but it's getting old.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it will come up unless you hit something, but you could hit that right there, see? Mm-hmm. And it might spring it. This old jack here, that thing there kill you.
Yeah, it ain't no count shot, really.
But I got one of them screw jacks. It's pretty good, but it's so weak. But I got me a good anointing.
Kevin?
I mean a good. It's a tractor jack. The all of the people push it out. That jack's about this high. It works on the same principle a railroad jack works on. You pump it up down, and it's got holes in it, and that thing climbs up them holes, them notches. You know how a radio jack works?
Yeah.
You've seen them?
Yeah.
And that's the most practical jack. And that jack was old that I was using yesterday. It belonged to Santa Fe Tractor Company. And I said, could you order me one? And he said, yeah. I said, how much? He said, oh, about $25. I said, that's cheap. I said, order me one. And I mean, he said, you can, a car, it don't even count, an automobile, because it's a tractor jack. And I stuck on that old big tractor and hit that thing a few licks, and that thing just come right up, pull the wheel off.
Mm-hmm.
It's a heavy jack, though.
Mm-hmm.
And you know.
What happened to that, that was a nice place up there Jim Means had, wasn't it, Buster?
Yeah, Jim wanted a motor put in that old truck up in there. He said, Buster, how much would it cost if you got one? I said, I think I have. But he said, let's go see about it. So I told him I had a motor down there. And I said, Jim, I said, I can't run down there right now. I was down here in the steel. I said, you want to look at it? I said, I got to get this car. Man, give it. You that damn man? I said, yeah, you know how he is. He said, I'll come back tomorrow. So he come back the next day, he did. He stopped over, you know. I went around and showed him the motor. She was amazing. And he said, well, now just how long is it going to take you to put that motor in there? You know how he talks. I said, I don't know. I'm not through with it yet, Jim. I said, how do I know how long it's going to take me to put that motor in there? He said, well, it'll take you 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. I said, well, I imagine a couple of days. Well, you don't know for sure. I said, no. He said, I can't stand around here forever. I said, you ain't got to stand around. Bring it here and leave it and go on back home. And let me work. I said, that's what I did. Them damn youngs of mine can't crank a damn car to save their life. Listen at them.
Flooding it?
Heck yeah. Got the rotten choker ride on it. They kill every battery I put in that car. I done put 4 batteries in that car since I had it. They had it for 2 months.
They just crank or wind it down.
They had
down.
That choker out. Had that choker out just then. I tried to tell them, I said, if that car gonna run, I said, you don't pull that choker out.
Yeah.
They had it out right there. You see that black smoke fly out of there?
Yeah.
I don't have a bit of trouble with that car. They done tore that damn thing up there in that old brown car. They tore up that good Plymouth I had, run it into a damn tree. Tore up that net that day.
Is that right?
Time she goes. That little gal ain't gonna never learn how to drive you. She's my own daughter. Hell, run that damn thing yonder to the back of God and knock your feet out the damn dick. See that fender on the other side of yonder? They'll cancel all my insurances after a while. Tore up that damn good Plymouth I had around there, that white one. Tore it all to pieces.
Well, who's take after?
You don't take after me.
I bet you does.
I'll drive that way.
You used to.
Well, I didn't. Not even when I was young, I didn't. My dad used to tell me, he said, you want to borrow my automobile, so you better drive with some sense. And I drove with some sense, and he'd always let me have it anytime I wanted.
Yeah.
She ain't, don't give a damn, that gal don't. She just don't care. She ain't worried about nothing. She didn't want me to talk to her a while ago. She don't mean to reckon to her. She thinks she's grown, you know. She's going to graduate now today, thank the Lord.
Oh, is she?
And she thinks she's grown. I told her, I said, I'll be glad to get out here and get you a damn automobile. You want to put it in your name.
Yeah.
Sent me a letter from Tallahassee to come down and go, take all my tags off all my cars, you know, if I didn't get that report in and get that insurance straightened up. I'll have another in a few days on that and yonder. Ain't no excuse to run into nobody in the ass end of it. If it'd been back that far, nothing would have never happened. But women want to get, some of them, not all of them, will get right up behind you and then if you stop real quick, then they'll run all over you.
Yeah.
Well, that done me that way this morning. I almost run a red light trying to keep her from running the back of that car. But this old car, hey, it ain't mine. I didn't want him running the back of that thing. I kept up there to get it inspected, you know.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to get run over. Somebody else called me, have to pay for it. You know how that goes.
Well, Buster, do you give a lesson?
My wife does. She took that training in school. You know.
Oh, she's had the training?
Yeah.
Well, what good did it do her?
None of it, like.
Well, she knows how.
Well, she knows how to drive. That's what I can't figure out. I told her the other day, I said, quit choking that car. I said, early in the morning, choke it. Not after it's done got hot. Don't need to be choked. And it doesn't either.
Gosh.
Not after it's already done. Just come down a while ago. So we don't need it.
Well, it looks like a small matter like that, a person could get it straight.
Get it straightened out, Nick. Move on. Good. Well, it's not killing all night and done just like that and kill a rotten battery.
that I had to go all the way to Gaylord at night and put another battery in that thing. Liable to do it again tonight. You can't ever tell.
Now, what was that?
Well, this game killed a rotten battery.
You mean just... You mean just like this?
Just like to do it out of grinding on it, I guess.
Just grinding on it.
Choking it.
And what'd she do? Telephone you?
Yeah.
The insurance, wasn't it?
Well, I got insurance on it. You keep on having accidents, though, and every time you have one, that company will cancel it. Then you got to go get it with another company. That's why you're going to run out of company. See? And it goes up, you know, and they call you a risk then, you know, when you have a wreck. See what I mean?
Oh, is that the way you do?
Yeah, they call you a risk, and your insurance goes up. Ah.
So you're a risk?
I bet I will be. I ain't right now. I have been a risk. Yeah. I'm off the risk record now. That wreck down there, I'll put it back on it again.
Yeah.
You do, your damn insurance goes up. See?
And then they cancel your policy.
They might. I bet you $5 they do. Because, see, that company's got to pay, the company I got to pay off now. They got to pay that boy they run into. And they fix my car, too. Shit, they'll cancel it. You done do they gonna, I bet you they do. I just know they will.
Well, you know, I wonder why the young people are in such a hurry to get there, you know, just like the old people.
And you got a damned old temper. You see how fast you drove that car?
Yeah.
Go up on that road down there a while ago?
Yeah.
Mad.
Oh.
Mad, because I corrected it a while ago.
Oh.
See, she went around that block, went up on that road down there, and that car just seesawing, wasn't it?
Oh, shoot. We went right into that road.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. 50 miles an
hour. Yeah. Yeah, she looked over her shoulder, see if anybody's coming.
Yeah. Well, my wife did the right thing. What she should have done is made her come out on over to that house and parked that car and got me and drove herself.
Yeah.
What I would have done.
That would have been it.
Yeah, about that. Exactly. If I'm going to get you, you better throw a soft tail in the house.
Yeah.
And you got a wife and 2 daughters. You're going to take up for them.
Yeah. If they don't get you now, they'll get you later.
They can come get you the little and little. You heard that old saying, eh?
Well, I hate for man to say he left here without learning something. You're a teacher yourself. I'm a teacher also, but in a different field. Understand? Little Johnny went with his sister to school. She said, now, Johnny, I'm in the fourth grade. You got to start in the first grade. He said, I don't want to start in the first grade. She said, well, you have to. She said, whenever I started school, I had to start in the first grade. I did start in the fourth. I started in the first. So you will too. He said, I'm not going to do it. So he went around in the room with him. Teacher says, what's your name, Johnny? Said, Johnny. That's my sister right here. Said, well, Johnny, said, you fixing to start school? He says, today in the first day. Said, well, you in the fourth grade room here, so you supposed to be in the first.
Oh, no, sir.
I know as much as she does. Yeah, that's smart. I keep up with things. Said, she's studying her lesson tonight, and I'm just laying there right there beside her on the rug, in front of the fireplace there. I'm just looking at them old books, too. So she called old professor up. He come down there and said, well, now, we'll have to use a little psychology on Johnny, put him inside the place. Let's do it in a nice way, because it'll be all right. Things like this happened before. It'll prove to me any smart as anything is. He said, well, Johnny, so we're going to give you a little test now to see if you're capable of being staying in the fourth grade. He said, all right. He said, if I go take the test, you all take it too. He said, well, all right. So the little teacher said, well, we'll all make up the test together. So Johnny said, how much is 2 and 2 there for? How much is 40 and 40, 80? How much is 60 and 60? 120. Johnny said, you on the ball, ain't you? He says, how much is 300 or 600? See, teacher looks at the professor and says, boy, you're on the ball. Johnny said, I told you so. I'm smart. I know as much as she does. And I'll be even no more. So Johnny said, we'll give you another little test. So the old school teacher says, woman says, Johnny, what has a cow got four that I ain't got the two of? scratch his head with his feet. Mm-hmm. So, Johnny, so what if a man has two arms hanging down inside of his pants and says, I don't have any at all? Spock it. So, Professor says, put that boy in the fourth grade. I'll miss him last year myself.
I just don't understand. The tape is not very good. Maybe I was too far from him. Anyhow, that's one of Buster's stories. And he was really hot about that daughter of his who grinding the starter and running the battery down and choking it when the car was warm. And this is 3:10, channel one over on Buster's reel. Thursday, the 22nd of May, 69. This is around 3:10, channel one over on Buster's reel. Thursday, the 22nd of May, 69. Now, this is another choice bit. It is another choice bit. I've got it dated Monday, the 11th of August, 69. Monday, the 11th of August, 69. Monday, the 11th of August, 69. And this is channel one over around 3:15 now. Buster sat out in the car with me. I told him I had had my first experience with his competitor up there, Horace Birch, and that I'd come out on the losing end. I said, I did wish he would service. You mean change oil and grease? Why, he says I do that all the time, a little bit. He's doing that right now. I tried to strike up some sort of conversation. I couldn't think that we didn't hit it off on anything. And here this dog came up. And he spoke to him and told him to speak. And he says, now, you talk about a dog. He says, I've got a dog that's trained. And I never thought Buster would have a trained dog. Now, that's a transition. I can't remember. But that's the first time I'd ever been up there.
Huh.
I wish you would service and do things like that, Buster.
I need to.
At all.
You mean like draining the oil and...
Oh, yes. You see...
I drain oil once in a while. I drain oil in this car here. I drain oil once in a while, but don't have any gas. That's...
Well, it don't matter about the gas. It's that oil.
But greasing, and greasing them and,
Yes.
And, changing oil, I can do that.
You can?
Shoot, I'm doing that on that night there. Yeah, I've got a grease gun and everything.
Well, will you?
Yeah. I can take care of it. Greasing
well,
and...
You
and,
can.
Greasing and changing oil, I can do that.
You can't, You haven't got enough help. You can't manage your schedule. You don't know. You can't look ahead and see how when you can get to it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I wish this so a fella could make an appointment.
Well, I've been busy lately. Look, yonder.
Like?
One yonder, two on the end here, this one, and this one.
Yeah.
God damn, I can get this thing out of here by tomorrow, too.
Well, you see, I could check with you.
You can check with me.
I could catch you when you're...
Yeah, it don't take too long to do that.
Business slow or not all. It comes and goes.
Yeah. That's the way it is.
There's something I want to check with you about.
Someday you'll be as busy as Dickerson, the next time you can't get to it all.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be busy.
I talked with Louise Graham. I made a tape for her.
You did?
Uh-huh. On her sing.
Oh, yeah, I kind of.
Yes. And then she came over to the house, and I made a copy for it. And sort of made the tape, you know. She talked, and see, I got a couple of tape machines up there. She's lively.
I know she is.
Oh, she's lively.
I'll tell you one thing. Now, you get her to talk on that old Jerusalem business, where she went over there?
Yeah.
Man, now, she can give you a good talk. She gave that in the Methodist Church one night. She gave a film.
Yeah.
And she told about where they went and what all they did. And, boy, it was really interesting.
And
interesting.
Yeah.
Very much so. I enjoyed it. I sure did.
I knew about it.
Did you ever see it? Her slides?
No.
Man, she's got some beautiful slides. If you could just take a tape recording of it and let her tell it.
She got a tape.
Best thing to do is let her go to a church somewhere and put the thing on, let her be talking, and tape it while she's talking. And that thing would be very nice.
Yeah. She said she did that up at one of the churches in Gainesville, and they taped it for her and gave her a copy.
Yeah.
But she said they didn't take it all. They just took a little of it. Took down a little of it.
Yeah.
In other words, they didn't have time for all of her pictures.
No.
Slides.
Hmm.
Well, I tell you. Now, I don't know how I'd missed her, but
Buster, she talks well.
She does?
Yes, sir.
She
now,
does?
You know, I didn't talk to her about anything sensible. You know, just... Oh, you know what you're talking about. And, but Dad Byrne, if she doesn't talk well.
She's well-read, Louise is, you know? She's well-read.
Yeah. You grew up with her. I mean...
Well, she was grown.
She was grown,
when I was
yeah,
a kid,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And married.
Yeah.
But, been known all my life.
But, how old was her boy, Andrew?
Well, I'd say he's about, I'd say he's about 35.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just about. You're hot, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
It's hot under that darn car. And I ain't joking you.
You know, down that Fredwood store, it's nice when the wind's blowing through it. But when it's blowing against it, it's not so nice.
Mm-mm.
I'd want it on a weather vane. Let it point.
That'd be the best. Ugly. Come on.
Right direction. Hi, Mr. Weaver.
All right. Ain't there been much wrong with him. Just damn meanness. That's
yeah.
The biggest thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Show that man how you can yawn. Yawn one time. Show him. Yawn now. Oh. Come on. Come here, Ugly. Yawn one time. Oh. Yawn. See?
Come on.
Yawn one time. He done it, but you didn't see. Yawn one time.
Come on,
Ugly. He done it. You didn't see it. Yawn one time.
Oh.
Yawn. See it? Do it again. You've been out all night. Yawn, yawn one time.
Yeah.
You need to be looking back there. He let you in here. You need to get in here. Old dog almost talked to you. Old dog got plenty of sense.
You don't
know? No, it's George Franklin down there. Sure, I got one that got more sense than that. I got one that can talk to you. He can count. I said, cook, give me four. He said, ruff, 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 ruff. I said, give me two.
You hold up your finger?
Yeah, or either tell him.
Either way?
I'll show him there sometime, yeah?
Where you keep him?
And he'll get out, he's home, and he'll say a prayer, get down on his kneel down, say a prayer. That other old preacher we used to have down here, I told him, I said, my dog got more sense than yours, he'll say a prayer, and yours won't. Got more religion than yours, God. He said, I don't believe it, and I said, get out and say a prayer. He kneeled down, preacher looked at him. That dog has got more religion than mine got in. Yes, he is preacher's daughter here. Talking about his old dog, you know.
Well, how'd you get a...
Well...
You got a powerful dog.
Well, one day he started stretching. Yeah. And he'd go down when he'd stretch. And I'd give him a crack. I'd say, that's saying a prayer. And every time he'd go down and stretch, I'd say, that's saying a prayer. And
yeah.
I kept on saying that.
Oh.
Till finally one day I helped that cracker up. I said, say a prayer. And he got down. He remembered.
He
remembered to stretch and get down low.
But in his vocabulary, he's actually stretching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else can he do?
That's all he could, didn't it?
Yeah. What else can he do?
He can turn, do the merry-go-round, get on his back feet and turn, just walk around and around and around.
Yeah.
He can walk like nobody's business. Oh, he can just keep right on walking on his back feet.
And don't mind.
No, he should have been a show dog. If I'd have given that little dog to somebody whenever he was young and trained him, boy, he'd have made a real show dog.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Me. Well, I better jump back on the thing.
Well,
what time is it getting to be? I gotta have that thing back in gear here.
I gotta. 2:20. Let me tell you.
Okay.
How old's the dog?
Oh, I'd say he'd be old now. About a year old.
Young.
Mm-hmm.
That's young.
Yeah. Hey, maybe a little over. He's a little over a year.
Well, how'd you get a hold of him?
I got him, his little bay out here. And he'd differ from all the rest of them. None of the rest of the dogs didn't even look like him at all.
Yeah. Well,
no, it didn't.
Just mongrel?
No, he's kind of a feist.
Well, I've had fights and fights. I think fights is the smartest dogs you can get.
It is.
They're small.
Yes, he's small himself.
And got a lot of...
You see that knocker is?
Does he stay around here?
Yeah. Might be right in there. Cut.
That's one of the cutest ones. The whole shebang, just cute. Well, we went over there. The little dog was over there, right there at Buster's, at the end of his stairs. And you know what? He just was cowered, and he wouldn't speak to Buster. And he wouldn't do anything. And I think Buster's embarrassed. He said sometimes the dog was like that. It just wasn't his day. And this is Channel 1 over, around 4:45. Channel 1 over, around 4:45. And this that little short visit with Buster. He sat in the car with me for a few minutes. On Monday, the 11th of August, 69. I think that date's right. This is Channel 1 over. This is Channel 1 over. Thursday night, 11th of December, 69. Channel 1 over, around 4:50. Channel 1 over, around 4:50. Thursday, the 11th of December, 69. Now, Buster has had a little tractor for several days. Just as soon as he took it, I realized that I needed it to put out fertilizer. 5 bags I got from Seminole. Monday, I didn't check with him for some reason. Tuesday night, I called him, and he hadn't touched it. He was at home. I said it didn't matter. I could pull it off and start it. But I needed to get out that fertilizer. I'd come over and get it next morning. He said he'd have it ready. He'd work on it. Wednesday morning, about dawn, we had that near tornado. And then that afternoon, I had the Emerson exam. I surely didn't need it that day. But this morning, I went by. I couldn't find Buster or the tractor. We came on back. Fay needed to go to town. And then I thought better of it. I had better leave a note on his door to call me. And he was open the door when we got back. And there was a little tractor. Well, we just stated our observations on the mainstream and other people, too. If I had known then what I know now, things would surely be different. I wouldn't expect anything of anybody. As I said to Jack in that letter, I think I said to him once it didn't matter to me whether he fixed that burn tractor or not. I didn't want to put out the fertilizer anyhow. And it looked like it had got so in this country, so he could take it out on the country. Well, he said this morning he had found the trouble. He bought a compressor or something put on it, and it didn't work. And the points were all right. And it just came to him what was the matter. That old starter wouldn't hardly pull, and the Bendix was just dragging it. And he had one coming in, he thought, around 11 o'clock, as he told Faye. Drove me over there this morning so I could drive the tractor back. And he said he'd put it on, the starter on, and bring it on over here. By 5 o'clock, he hadn't done it. I'd been working at the desk all afternoon, outside a little bit. So I called Faye, and she stopped by there.
Well, Bob and I were coming all down the highway, and I kept thinking, it'll be closed. He won't even be up in his apartment. It'll be a wild goose chase. So I was just preparing by Mr. Weaver's. I saw a light. And I looked, and there was that red shirt in that tractor. And doggone if the tractor wasn't running. I jumped out of the car, and I went over there and stood by him. And he just looked at me and grinned. And I just listened. And then he said, been working on this thing all day. First, they sent me this Bendix out here and one right. And I had to go in, take it back. And he said, I just thought I wasn't going to find one. I just went several places. But said, I kept looking. And he shook his head. And he shook his jaws, too. And he said, I kept looking and I found it. And said, I just now got it on. And he threw his head back and he said, I just started it. He said, I'll just cut it off. And he just cut that engine off. And he stood there and he said, better start again. And he turned the switch, and by George, that thing just caught right on. It's running too fast. But it started. He said, you know, a woman came by here, and he called her name, and he said, she just, that car of hers needed fixing the worst in the world. And she said she just had to have it fixed today, and I said, well, she just have to wait till tomorrow. I was going to work on that tractor until I got it fixed. And a man came by in a truck, and he said, you could hear it all the way down the road, said he just could hardly get there. And he told him just to park it. He couldn't get to it till tomorrow. He said he'd been several years trying to get to this tractor. And he'd be doggone if he'd stop working on it now. So he got it all fixed. And he turned the thing off again, and he looked at me and he said, "Now you try it." And I turned it, the switch, and by George, it started. And I said, "Buster, I could just hug you." He said, "Here I am. Go ahead." You know how he does. And we just had a celebration right there. I said, "Well, what about us taking it home?" He said, "You know, I'm just sorry, but we can't do it tonight." He said, "No lights." He said, "You know, they'd get us for sure." He said, "I'll get it over first thing in the morning." I said, "What do you mean the first thing?" He said, "8:30, is that too early?" I said, "No, it's not too early for us." He said, "Another thing." He said, "This carburetor needs cleaning." He said, "I just thought I'd just give the whole thing the works while I had it here, now that we got the main thing fixed." He said, "That carburetor needs cleaning bad." I said, "All right." He said, "I'll just do it before I close up tonight. It's 6 o'clock, about 6 o'clock then." And I looked down there underneath it, and there was some gas leaking. I said, "Well, what's that doing?" He said, "He didn't know a tractor anywhere that didn't leak gas." He said, "You know that Alice Chandler's of yours over there leaks gas." He said, "Nothing about a tractor." He said, "You know, they just joggle," and he joggled for me. He went up and down with his shoulders and his stomach and his chin and everything. He said, "Just like that, just joggle." He said, "You can't keep batteries up on tractors." He said, it's not the hard work they do, it's the joggling they do. And he said, "You're bad on a man's back, too." He said, "Not the way you sit, it's just that darn joggling." And he said, and that's what makes them leak gas, is that they just shake all the time. He didn't care what kind of tractor it was. He just shook. But he said he'd fix that carburetor, and he'd tighten all the screws he could find to tighten. And he said, "Now you'll bring me back in the morning." I said, "Yeah, we'll get you back all right. And just any time you get there. But if you're not there by 8:30, Buster, I'm going to be over here after you." And he just threw his head back in one of his big belly laughs, and he said, "I'll bet you will too." I said, "Yes, sir." I said, if you're not coming up our lane at 8:30, you can just be sure I'm going to be on my way over here for you, because we're going to put that fertilizer out, but mainly we're going to see this thing starts." And he was in the best humor I ever saw him, because he said he figured that after all this tinkering and all this thinking over all these years, he'd finally found out what's wrong with it. He looked like himself tonight. He had on that hat, that little porcupine hat. His face looked like a moon, you know. This morning he didn't have it on, and I saw his hair for the first time. It's right pretty. It's wavy and stands up high on his head. More like himself. I was standing there listening to the tractor run, and he turned in that quick way he has, and he said, "You see that dog on the back of the car?" I said. I said, "Yeah. It's on this big white dog lying up there on the back of the trunk of a car." He said, "That dog's been there all day. Hadn't eaten anything, hadn't drunk any water, hadn't been off that car." He said, "I've run him off two or three times, and he gets right back up there. And if I run him off the back of the trunk, he gets up on top of the car." He said, "That dog's been gone. He used to hang around here," and said, "haven't seen him for days and days." And he said, "That dog's been out hunting for his master." And he said, "Now he's found that car, and that belongs to the fellow who used to own the dog. And he won't leave that car. He's going to stay right there until Jack comes back." And I said, "Well, Buster, he's going to scratch that car all up, all over the place." "Yeah," he said, "sure is." He said, "He's going to scratch it up." He said, "He's going to starve to death, too, lying up there on that thing, not getting off. But he's afraid to leave. He's afraid Jack will come and take that car away, and he'll lose him again." And I said, "Well, you seem to be right concerned about it. What you got to do with that car?" He said, "Well, I'll tell you. That's my car now." I just got it from Jack. No, he got the dog along with the car.
Now that's a report on Buster. Now, when he comes in the morning, either by hook or crook, I'm going to get him to tea. I'm going to see if he can't come in here and drink some coffee. He won't have an excuse. He doesn't have any transportation. He'll be dependent on us. I can say my car broke down or something. This is Channel 1, right? Channel 1 over, 615. Channel 1 over, 615. Thursday night, 11th of December, 69.